Yo, what up? This your boy Kenneth Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been
Dirty Hills approved.
Yo, what do you do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. This is episode 76 of the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. What's good, everybody doing out there, man? I'm back at it. It is Friday, man. One of my favorite days of the week, for real, man. Who don't love Friday? But I love Friday, you guys, and I love some Talk Pro Wrestling. So you know what time it is. It's Friday, so it's time to talk some pro wrestling. Yes, good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be joining me at this week, wherever it's that, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where I got a lot of my listeners coming and listening from Apple Podcasts, and I appreciate everyone for real that's tuning in each and every week. Whether you're tuning in on YouTube, thank you so much. Speaking of YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the 1130 Podcast YouTube channel if you're listening on the audio version, and if you want to tune in and watch, man, just head over to YouTube or just subscribe to the 1130 Podcast YouTube channel. For real, it's gonna be great. Like it, leave a comment, all that great stuff, and don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, man, like I said, man, yo, it's Friday, so we about to get in it, man. We're gonna cover, quite a few things this week. I'm riding solo, but that's all cool, man, for real. We got Bound for Glory coming up this Saturday night, you guys. Yes, I'm gonna go over a couple of Bound for Glory matches and give my predictions. I'm real interested in the digital media championship match a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was last week that I had my guest. And while I'm talking about my guest from last week, shout them out, B-Mac and Alex from the Midwest Marks Podcast. And I also want to shout out my man Eli, the host of the Midwest Marks Podcast, for having me on you guys' podcast. It was a dope session. Thank you guys so much. But like I was saying, when I had those guys on last week, we were talking about intergender wrestling. So man, what Impact is doing right there, that is real big. And we're going to jump into that later on. Also, we got AEW Rampage coming up tonight, you guys. And with the AEW World Championship Eliminator Tournament is going down. A lot of people got some favorite picks, some good picks, and some cool people that's in the tournament, some people that's not. But hey, we're going to break that down. On the course, Dynamite is on another Saturday this week. I almost forgot about it last week. For real, I was watching a movie and I was like, oh shoot, you know what, man, Dynamite is on, man. Thank God I DVR'd it, but we're gonna chop it up with that. And of course, Crown Jewel, you guys, took place yesterday at 12 noon for everybody on the East Coast. For West Coast, it was earlier than that. We're gonna chop it up about some interesting things that went on. It was the Crown Jewel event was better than what I, you know, thought it would be, you know, when they go over to Saudi Arabia and, you know, all these international places, some of the crowds don't be, you know, fired up. But this one, man, hey, they were jam-packed. You know, so we got SmackDown tonight with the Dread Picks taking full effect. We're going to chop it up about everything, you guys. Sit tight. This is going to be a great one. But like I said, you guys, I was shouting out the Midwest Marks Podcast once again. Shout them out once again. And thank you guys for allowing me on your guys' platforms. Once again, shout out to my man, Warren Marlowe, for having me on his podcast, you guys, last Friday, man. It was awesome. Awesome being on his podcast, and awesome for him having me on. So, man, I'm blessed, man. Like the shirt say, man, I'm blessed, man, for real. And also got the 100th episode of the 1130 Podcast coming up this Wednesday, you guys. Yeah, streaming on EB Radio and YouTube. So it's going down, man. You got to stay blessed, man. So, yo, shout outs to those dope podcasters for having me on, man. I appreciate it so much, man, for real. But you guys, man, we're going to get into the show. We got a lot to cover, man. We got AEW Rampage. We're going to, you know, cover AEW first here. We're started off with AEW Rampage tonight, you guys. Yes, it's going down with another exciting edition of Rampage, with a lot of people opinions on Rampage. And I think the only negative thing that I heard about Rampage is the time and maybe the yeah, the time and the day it comes on. Now, I think a lot of people are going to, you know, watch SmackDown. And then right after that, some people don't really want to watch 3 hours of wrestling. And, you know, if you're going to watch 3 hours of wrestling, it probably would be AEW, kind of, right? But, yeah, the time slot that it comes on at 10 Eastern here on the East Coast is a little, you know, like, okay. You know, a couple of weeks ago when they was at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York, and they had that 2 hour rampage. And then, of course, if you watch SmackDown, that was 4 hours of wrestling that night, man. 4 hours, man. So, yo, man, I'm loving what they're doing. I'm really loving what they're doing with AEW Rampage, especially what they did last week with Suzuki taking on Daniel Bryan on the buy-in, man. Like, yo, you know, even though SmackDown suffered in ratings because they were on FS1, but man, AEW just put on one hell of a show, man, and they just keep putting on these awesome shows. And speaking of awesome shows, tonight, the AEW Women's World Championship will be on the line. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, yes, she would defend her AEW Women's World Championship against Anna Jay, which is going to be a cool matchup. Anna Jay and Britt Baker has been going at it for the last couple of weeks, and see if they're going to settle. We're going to see if they're going to settle their differences tonight on AEW Rampage. Also, you guys, on AEW Rampage, we want to see a rematch between Pac and Andrade. Yes, man, these guys kicked off, I think, what, Rampage first, you know, when they initially, you know, debuted. So, man, you know, of course, Pac and Andrade, anytime they step in the ring, they're going to kill it, man, for real. And speaking of killing it, I was talking about the AEW World Championship Eliminator Tournament, which has everybody buzzing, and it's going to kick off tonight, you guys. I was on the Midwest Marks podcast. I got to shout him out once again, man, because my man Eli was marking out, man, to the theme song, to the main theme song of the podcast, man. He was just like, yo, I really like that, man. So, but on the Midwest Marks podcast, when I was joining them on their show, they were, you know, breaking down the tournaments. And now I did a little bit of my homework and kind of figure out who's everybody is going to be in there. Well, you know, all the superstars that's going to be in the tournament. I was like, okay, this is going to be looking really, really cool. And one thing that we were talking about, guys who could, you know, really use this tournament to break out. And I think, in my opinion, with the matchup that's going to kick off the tournament tonight on AEW Rampage is Orange Cassidy versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Now, Powerhouse Hobbs had this huge matchup, you know, at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York, a couple of weeks ago against CM Punk. You know, huge, big old match. And everybody was like, yo, man, this is, you know, Powerhouse Hobbs' big moment, you know. And even he said it on, you know, his social media platforms. And, you know, man, oh, man, he didn't come up with the victory, you know, of course, against CM Punk. But with this matchup right here, I think, you know, everybody loves Orange Cassidy. Come on. Everybody loves it. You know, we don't want to see Orange Cassidy maybe lose in this first round, you know, or this first matchup to, you know, Powerhouse Hobbs. But, man, just think about the things, you know, you can possibly do, you know, or that can come about with Powerhouse Hobbs upsetting Orange Cassidy. You know, like, maybe, you know, I know a lot of people may want to see Orange Cassidy versus a Daniel Bryan, or Orange Cassidy versus, you know, whoever else is on the other bracket. Now, I'm going to say this. Daniel Bryan is going to take on Dustin Rhodes tomorrow night on Dynamite. Now, looking at everybody in this tournament, I see Daniel Bryan beating everybody on his side of the bracket. He's going all the way to the finals. Now, you know, with, you know, we've seen tournaments in wrestling and a conclusion of, you know, the comeabouts of the tournament in wrestling recently with King of the Ring and Queen of the Rings. So who knows? But yeah, I see Daniel Bryan going all the way. And I know some people say, man, yeah, man, this is AEW, not WWE. I get it. But yeah, I see Daniel Bryan going all the, Bryan Danielson. I'm calling him Daniel Bryan. Hey, you know, you guys understand where I'm going here. All right, I see Bryan going all the way. And the only guy I will see was three guys on this side. You got Powerhouse Hobbs, you got Orange Cassidy, And but just imagine the unpredictable that can come out of this tournament. You know, another thing I've spoken on, and a lot of wrestling fans and, you know, talked about, especially coming out of All Out back in September, you know, last month, which was, you know, where Ruby Soho debuted and, you know, CM Punk, you know, he won his match and Adam Cole made his debut. And it's like, what happened to all the AEW originals? You know, like, don't bypass them and throw them to the side. I think, you know, with AEW going on, with the representation of Black wrestling really at its peak right now and is really taking off, I think Powerhouse Hobbs would be a really good guy to you know, could lead that charge in AEW and could be another big star. You know, he said, man, even Booker T said, you know, our Powerhouse Hobbs, you know, was just, you know, wanting the chance, you know, just wanted to learn, be there. And then he got this big opportunity and he signed with AEW. You know, let's do it. You know, I don't think, you know, with Orange Cassidy taking the L on this would hurt him at all. I don't think so. I think Orange Cassidy going to still be the entertaining, the charismatic, you know, he's going to be OC. He's going to be Orange Cassidy, you know? So that's just in my opinion. So I want to see a lot of things go on in this, you know, but Orange Cassidy and Powerhouse Hobbs, in my prediction, like I said, I want to see Powerhouse Hobbs go over on Orange Cassidy tonight in the AEW Eliminator Tournament, World Championship Eliminator Tournament. So we're going to see where it goes, man. We're going to see where it goes. And while we're on AEW, we got AEW Dynamite coming up tomorrow night where the tournament continues. Yes, Bryan Danielson taking on Dustin Rhodes. Will be a cool matchup. I don't think we've seen Daniel and Bryan. I don't think we've seen Bryan and Dustin go one-on-one in some time, or if they went on one-on-one ever. But nonetheless, they'll be going one-on-one tomorrow night on AEW Dynamite. My pick in this match, I'm picking Bryan Danielson to go over on Dustin Rhodes, man. Kudos to Dustin, man. He's a veteran, a big veteran in the wrestling business that, you know, wrestled, you know, in many decades, man, and seen a whole lot. So shout out to Dustin and what he's doing right now to help other talent, man. So shout out to him. Also, another match in the tournament, we got Lance Archer versus Eddie Kingston. Now, this matchup right here, for me to pick a winner is a little difficult right here. Some probably will say, well, why? Well, my opinion, though, I'm a really big fan of Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston, when he was in NWA, you know, I talked about it way back on the podcast, you know, when the pandemic kind of like struck in, you know, March and stuff like that. And, you know, NWA was still pre-tape and, you know, and probably is, still is right now. And I got to catch up on it. But it was pre-tape and it still had so many episodes that, you know, to be released, and that was released while the pandemic, you know, was just setting upon us and everything was closing, man. I was just getting on it and catching it. I was like, yo, this Eddie Kingston guy, dude, I love him. I love him, man. And a couple of other people too that wind up in WWE and other places and stuff. But Eddie Kingston, I remember when he made his debut and, you know, AEW and everybody was like, you know, really crapping on him. Like, really, bro? Like, you know, he got a TNT championship matchup against Cody. Like, really? Like, you know, but yo, I'm loving what Eddie doing. You know, even on commentary on AEW Dark or Elevation, whatever one it is, though. But I'm loving what he's doing. And not only just to bypass Lance Archer, man, he's a badass, man. So, yo, if I had to choose to come down, man, I probably would say Eddie Kingston. You know, just imagine, though, like, look up on the other side of the bracket, though. You got Daniel Bryan and you got a lot of other guys in there, though. What if Eddie Kingston shocked them all, you know? What if Eddie Kingston beat Lance Archer, went on to beat Bryan Danielson, you feel me? And then what if Moxley? Yeah, there you go. That was a guy that I was thinking. You know, Moxley, you know, it's so many. But what if Moxley shocked everybody and, you know, it's Moxley and Eddie Kingston, now they're a tag team, you know? So it's so many things, and like my guys on the Midwest Marks podcast were saying, the seeds are planted all around this, like all around this, like all around this tournament. So I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Another thing I'm loving, man, I'm seeing what they're going to do tomorrow night on Dynamite. Cody Rhodes versus Malakai Black 3. Now, some people was like, yo, Cody gonna win this. He gotta, no, Cody ain't winning this, man. He ain't winning this. He gotta sit back and just realize, like, I'm loving with the stuff that R. Anderson and Cody is doing, and, you know, AEW, you know, is doing with him, you know, telling that story, like, yo, you got, like, too big-headed. You know, you need to, like, sit down, you know, pull your bridges up a little bit or whatever, like, you know, and they booing you. The fans have turned on you and everything. So the fans are more behind Arn Anderson than they is Cody, you know. So I find it so hilarious. You feel me? Everybody got the memes up about Arn Anderson, how hard he goes, and that promo that he pulled on Dynamite a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, so Arn Anderson is more over right now than Cody. You feel me? Like, oh, man. So I'm loving it, man. I'm really loving it. So whoever wins this tournament is going to face the winner of the matchup, between Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega for the AEW World Championship at Full Gear. That's coming up in some weeks, man. So, hey, man, that's going to be real dope, man. AEW is doing a damn thing, man. They really is doing the damn thing. Loving every bit of it, man. Loving every bit of it. All right, you guys, we're going to move on, but we're not going to move on too far. Tonight also, Friday night here, we got SmackDown, you guys. Yes, we are coming off the heels of Crown Jewels. And, you know, some people may have seen it, some people have may not. But like I said, SmackDown is also tonight starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The draft picks go into full effect tonight, you guys. So we're going to see the debut of Hero. So seeing what Hero do on a first night on a Friday night SmackDown on Fox, that's going to be very interesting. And speaking of Hero, you know, a couple of weeks, actually, what, last week, that my guy Isaiah Swerve Scott lost the NXT North American Championship and was just a really bullcrap, you know, finish, man. Like, because I didn't know that contract was in the guys, whoever won it, even ACH, you know, they never used that, you know, contract and, you know, like a money in the bank, you know, they never came down and was like, yo, I'm cashing in this contract. You know, no, y'all never presented it that way. So why y'all do it that way? Like, I think WWE, in a way, when I speak in WWE, that's in a whole, including NXT, it's desperation because Vince McMahon is taking over NXT right now. So it's just, man. Man, oh, man. But, yo, like, they really could tell some story. I would have loved to see Isaiah Swerve Scott came up on SmackDown, steal the NXT North American Championship. No, North American Champion. Like, you want to boost some, you know, ratings with NXT. How about you saying, okay, on the hottest show in WWE, which is SmackDown, and is gaining the more viewers than any other program right now, and you got the North American Champion on Isaiah Swerve, a new guy that's coming in, and, you know, like, and I'm pretty sure, you know, some people, you know, have heard it. Some, a lot of haven't. But I mean, like, bro, like, I didn't like how they did it. Shout out to Carmelo Hayes, though, for real. Shout out to go out the Trick, you know. But I mean, I said to myself, if I was Trick, like, yo, I'm kind of upset, though. Like, why you didn't use that to go out to the tag team type? Like, why we couldn't beat MSK? You know, I understand they didn't want to crush their reign just yet and, you know, give them a sustainable reign, but. What is they really doing, though? Like, you know, they ain't really doing so much, though. You know, so I really like this. And, of course, you know, Shawn Michaels is really behind Carmelo Hayes. So, hey, that's that right there, you guys. That is that for Hero, you know. So another thing, you guys, we're going to see Charlotte making her Friday Night SmackDown debut. Charlotte. Yes, Charlotte is the Raw Women's Champion, and she will be making her debut on SmackDown. Yes. All right. Uh-huh. And you guys, man, I'm just like, when Monday Night Raw have a good show, then I'll cover it. If there's anything that maybe stick out, I'll cover it. But lately, man, it's just Raw was just horrible, man. Like, you built up to Bianca Belair and Charlotte for the main event, and I'm thinking, okay, the draft picks go in effect, you know, tonight, you know, and Charlotte will be going over to SmackDown and Bianca's gone over to Raw. I'm thinking, all right, you know, Bianca is going to win the Raw Women's Championship and have Charlotte go over to SmackDown like she's going over to SmackDown. No, you don't do that. You do a DQ. That made no sense whatsoever. Made no sense. Like WWE just be slapping themselves, you know, sometimes they just slapping themselves, like shooting themselves in the foot and slapping them though. So like I really don't even know, man. So then, you know, you got Becky, who which we're gonna get into more, who retained her championship, and now she's on Raw. So it just seemed like WWE just did not know what to do. They didn't know how to switch the titles, because the last time they had this predicament, they just said, well, Street Profits, New Day, huh? Let's take that. All right, here you go. You know, like, that's exactly what they did. Exactly what they did. And I'm assuming they didn't, you know, they didn't want to do that this time. So, all right, man, yeah. Let's see what Charlotte do next, you know, on Fox, man, on Fox. Also, speaking of Fox, a new addition to Fox, you guys, man, is the New Day, you guys, is coming over to SmackDown with Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. So, you know, Big E, he's the WWE champion, he's going to stay over on Raw for the second consecutive year. They splitting them up in the draft, though. But nonetheless, you guys, it's looking really good with Big E as WWE champion, as Kofi Kingston had his amazing run, you guys, amazing run as the WWE champion a couple of years ago with Kofi Mania. And now with last night and obviously tonight, we may see a ceremony. Who knows? We're going to see King Woods, you guys. King Woods. A lot of people saying it was going to be King Balor, King Finn Balor, you know, to compensate him for that horrible loss that he lost at the last pay-per-view, whatever that pay-per-view was, that he was facing Roman Reigns or whatever. So, yeah, you know, but in my opinion, though, if they wasn't going to choose, you know, King Woods, which was very predictable because he said, man, like, that's his WWE championship. Like, I don't see Xavier Woods ever becoming WWE champion, but, like, King of the Ring, that's his WWE champ. But if this was to go like this, King Mahal was cool. I mean, like, we didn't get the Kofi versus Xavier matchup, but King Mahal had a good ring to it. King Mahal, though, all right. All right. Jeff Hardy, man, is also coming to Friday Night SmackDown. Shout out to my guy Big Smash from Bet the House Podcast, man, and Warren Marlowe. We was chatting it up about how Warren Marlowe, you know, we was chatting it up about how Jeff Hardy has become a jobber now, man. Big Smash really, really agrees that he's a jobber, and Warren just like, yo, man, he's just doing his thing, you know. And Big Smash hit me up this past Monday night when I was watching Raw, and Jeff Hardy took the L once again to Austin Theory. Now, you know, I understand he's losing, but, you know, from hearing the recent interviews with Jeff Hardy and hearing what he's, you know, said he wants to do and accomplish, you know, coming over to SmackDown, working with Roman Reigns, I'm loving it. Like, come on, bro. He's not going to beat him, but I mean, come on. It'd be really great, though. Like, it'd be really great. That gives Jeff Hardy to work with, you know, the Usos a bit, which I don't think they may have. But I'm not too, we're going to get back on that. But, yeah, man, look, Friday Night SmackDown with the new draft picks is going to be awesome, man. Speaking of awesome, man, Crown Jewel took place yesterday, man. For real. This was a better Crown Jewel event, man. Really better. I'm not going to sit right here and break down every four match, though. But, yo, we're going to start it all, like I'm just saying, King Woods, man. He won the King of the Ring tournament this year. I was like, yo, why this tournament didn't have 16 men? Just like AEW's tournament. But hey, you know, that was another thing I was talking on the Midwest podcast. Who's some guys that could have been in the tournament? You know, MJF was a name that was thrown around. Like, man, like, you really want to protect him. You don't really want to throw him in there. But it was a lot of other people, as far as on the men's side, like King of the Ring and the WWE side should have been in, you know, and women's side also. But hey, the people were in. It came down to Finn Balor and Xavier Woods, and which was a cool matchup, man. I already knew Xavier was going to win. Some people were just like, yo, man, Finn Balor going to have this all the way. I didn't see Finn Balor being King of the Ring. Like, it just didn't fit him. You know, he didn't, and then he turned into a demon, something. It just didn't fit him. So Xavier can take that all the way. So we're going to see what type of ceremony he does tonight on SmackDown. Speaking of, you know, the tournaments and stuff, Queen Zelina, yes, Zelina Vega beat Doudrop in that sunset flip. And I was like, oh, she got her. She, oh, okay. But Lil Zelina, man, I'm loving what she's doing, hot and spicy and fire. She is the new queen of the ring in WWE, the new queen. Oh, man, so she is going to reign victorious, man. Seth Rollins and Edge, man, they did the damn thing. Edge took the third match in a trilogy and the Hell in a Cell match. That was dope. These triple threat women matches, man, they need to just stop it. Like, just stop it, man. Like, if you just stop it. Just stop it. Why they just couldn't have, like, Becky versus, I guess, Bianca? I don't know. But just stop it. But Becky retains her her women's championship. Like I said, she's SmackDown Women's Champion. And she's going over to Raw. Charlotte, yeah. The main event that took place, you guys, in my opinion, was a cool matchup. Told multiple stories, man. Multiple stories. Brock Lesnar had another good, decent matchup. Really good, decent matchup. You know, Roman Reigns telling stories in the matchup also. It was like everything Roman Reigns touched, he going to tell a story. But the most storytelling person involved in this match was Paul Heyman, and he wasn't even in the ring. He wasn't even in the ring, man. He was ringside. He, you know how Paul Heyman be, you know, if he's the advocate and he's with you, he's going over the top. He's saying, you know, he's animated, man. Paul Heyman, man, he was still. He didn't say not a word. Even when Brock Lesnar was suplexing Roman Reigns, and he was just like, but the part really that everybody, even they said in the commentary, like, Paul, like, why do you just then throw the belt to Roman Reigns? Why did you put it in the middle? But are you really that undecisive, though? Like, you got to be, though. And Paul Heyman, I mean, Brock Lesnar talking about, I already read the damn contract, man, earlier this morning with my advocate. You feel me? Like, that shit right there is storytelling. I'm loving it, though. But Paul Heyman, and he was just so surprised and shocked when Roman Reigns won. So, like, yo, I can't wait to see where this goes, because obviously, you know, Brock Lesnar probably like, yo, man, I want my rematch. And, you know, I know it's going to be some storytelling with, you know, with Paul Heyman. And, oh, man, we're going to see where it goes, man. We're going to definitely see where it goes, man. Crown Jewel was really, really decent, man, for real. The crowd was really energetic, man. This wasn't like, you know, a couple of other ones. They were really there, man. This crowd was off the chain. They were really, you know, excited for the Raw Tag Team matchup. Just a lot of other matches, man, for real. So shout out to that, man. That was really, really dope, man. Speaking of dope, you guys, so, man, we got Bound for Glory coming up this Saturday night. It is going down. Man, oh, man, you're tuning in, man. Tune in, man. I'll be checking it out for real. We got a couple of matches that I'm really interested in. Like I said at the top of the show, man, the Digital Media Championship in the general wrestling, man. I think, you know, with the women right now is taking over. Right? The women is the hottest thing going on. The hottest thing going on in professional wrestling right now. I would love to see some of them mix it up with some of the hottest guys that's doing it right now. Why this shit, it should be limited, you know, just because, you know, we got a men's basketball lead and it's a women basketball lead. Like, they can't play one another. Like, come on, man. Like, nah. But in that match, you guys, we got John Skyler. We got Crazy Steve, you guys. Fala Boo. We got Chelsea Green, Tennille Dashwood, and who else we got in this match? Jordan Grace, you guys. And this is going to be a huge six-way matchup, to determine who's going to be the new, basically, you know, intergender champion, you know, digital media champion. So that's one I'm really got my eyes on. Also, Christian Cage taking on Josh Alexander. And that is going to be for the Impact World Championship. For real, Deonna Purrazzo versus Mickie James has been a hot matchup right there. They've been telling stories, you know, all the way back to NWA, you know, Empower with, you know, all women, you know. So I'm loving what they're doing, you know, especially Mickie James, you know, giving back and doing a thing with the women's division, you guys. Like I said, you guys, man, that's going to be some dope stuff coming up, man. More matches for Bound for Glory, you guys, man. Yo, it's been an awesome show. Oh, man, before I get on out of here, like I said at the beginning of the show, man, the 100th episode of the 1130 Podcast, you guys, this Wednesday for the 100th episode of the 1130 Podcast, streaming on EB Radio and YouTube. You don't want to miss it. It's going down. It's going to be one hell of a show. It's going to be dope. Man, for real, It's been an awesome show here on Talk Pro Wrestling this week, you guys. I hope you out there enjoying wrestling like I'm enjoying wrestling, because I love wrestling, man. I hope you do. And yo, before I go also here, don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. Follow the 1130 Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, like the 1130 Podcast on Facebook, and subscribe to the 1130 Podcast YouTube channel. Yes, subscribe, like it, and comment and share it. Tell a friend about the 1130 Podcast. And also, you guys, man, if you'd like to be a guest here on the podcast, email me. That's the1130podcast@gmail.com. Or just DM me on social media so we can work, man, for real. It's been a hell of a show, man, for real. I'm excited. I got plans. I got some big plans for the 100 episode, man. So I hope you guys tune in for that coming up Wednesday. I'm about to head on out of here, you guys, man, for real. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Give all the glory to God, man. Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. I'm out.